guilty. There is an alternative.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Paul Revere Show, folks. Today, April 11th, my neighborhood, it's about 61 degrees, beautiful sunny, one of those spring days. They're just a blink here, right? Spring's just a blink here in Wisconsin. Before we get into the show, I just wanted to say something and encourage folks to do something. Last night on 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley did an interview with wartime Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Folks, this is something that I encourage everyone to go online, watch it, read it if you've missed it. You know, here it is, this beautiful spring day, people driving to work, blue sky, and there are no bombs. There aren't dead folks in the streets. We do not know what it's like to be terrorized by an autocrat and a war criminal like Putin. And I just think it's so important for us and our democracy to recognize and really think about what we have and what's at stake. And why, in this era where everybody seems to be only talking about me, we need to talk about us as a community and as a world community. Scott Pelley asked President Zelensky, what must the world understand? And President Zelensky said, in quotes, "We are defending the ability of a person to live in the modern world. We are defending the right to live. I never thought this right was so costly. These are human values. So that Russia doesn't choose what we should do now and how I'm exercising my rights. The right was given to me by God and my parents." Close quotes. His chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, said about Zelensky, "He's strong, he's smart, he's brave. He is just not the leader of our heroic nation. I think he is the leader of the free world." Hey, folks, in my lifetime, the leader of the free world was always the president of the United States of America. And for me to sit there, listen on a Sunday night about a 44-year-old former comedian that when the Russians started bombing and invading his country on February 24th, went online, right, and told the Russians he wasn't leaving, and he was there with his people, and he was gonna do everything it took to fight for their democracy. And his chief of staff said, he said he was the leader of the free world. And why? In quotes, "Because Ukraine defends not just Ukraine, we defend all democracy." Period, close quotes. Hey, folks, there are Ukrainians dying, fighting brutal autocrats, war criminals in the name of democracy. The show, The Paul Revere Show, here every Monday night on Devil's Radio, on The Shaw, 5:40 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM is dedicated to the proposition of democracy. Folks, I want you watch this show. Check out that interview with President Zelensky. And if you're as moved as me, call or email or write or text Senators Baldwin and Johnson, our two U.S. senators, and tell those senators in Washington to do everything they can, provide all the aid they can, all the guns they can for these Ukrainian folks, because these young people are dying for democracy. And in our time of spring, when we're just going to work and I'm here, we're on this radio show, you know, people are out playing, people are starting to think about summer, what are we going to do? People just got back from spring break. They've been playing on the beaches. We need to remember democracy only exists because people gave up their blood and fought against power and tyrants. And please, please do what you can. Thanks. Back to local. What are we doing here in Wisconsin? What's going on in the Shaw? What are we doing for democracy here? I'm delighted to have Matt Moreno back with us tonight. He's the young chair of the Democratic Party of Waukesha County. And we're here to talk about democracy and progressive politics in Wisconsin after April 5, right? Tomorrow will be a week after the elections. We had our first spring elections, the alleged nonpartisan elections. And I want Matt to come in and sort of talk. So Matt, join me.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me back. I love being here. I appreciate you invite me back.
Well, as I said before, Wisconsin needs young blood. We need young ideas. We need young energy. And we need as much guts and courage as these Ukrainians fighting the Russians, okay? Because we have our own battles against our own local tyrants. And right now we're just talking sort of the politics. So briefly, tell our listeners again a little bit about who you are, how you got to become this young chair of Democrats out in what people want to call red country, but it's really purple country. As I said, right? Wisconsin Absolutely. Is purple. We're purple.
Absolutely. It's all shades of purple. You know, like you said, Mark, my name is Matt Moreno. I am the chair of the Waukesha County Democratic Party. We are a fully volunteer organization, you know, promoting democratic values in a traditionally conservative county. Like you also said, I am regrettably still the youngest chair in Wisconsin currently, and I was elected the youngest chair ever in 2016. So that's who I am. And I appreciate coming back and getting a chance to talk about some very important spring elections that I think the overall community is missing out on a little bit. And I think the Republicans are overhyping a little bit.
So let's sort of tee up the discussion, though. Going into April 5, what were some of the key local nonpartisan elections in Waukesha that you were involved with?
Yeah, I mean, I think every election is important in and of itself, because these are elections that affect tens of thousands of our community's children, the schools they attend, the classes they're in, how that school feels. And also, it's our local governments. You know, all politics is local. And this is politics of, you know, is the pothole on my street getting fixed? Are the stop signs being replaced if they get damaged? Are we putting in new, you know, lights in the city to make sure our streets are well lit and safe? These are not big, highly controversial seats. You know, we're not talking about abortion or gay marriage or trans rights or anything like that at these local seats. These are just the nut and bolts of how we run our communities. So they're supposed to be nonpartisan. And historically, they have been nonpartisan, because there's not much partisan about, well, I have a pothole I drive over every day on my way to work and my alderman needs to fix it. That's not super controversial. It's just the normal of living in America. And they were made highly partisan. So, you know, we had a bunch of school boards all over the county. We had some big mayors. We had some city council seats. Like, there was a lot going on. You know, we had over 100 elections across the county.
So Last time you were with me, you told me this: the Republicans had what they called the WISP Red Initiative. So tell me, what is this WISP Red Initiative pre-April 5, and why is it all of a sudden such a focus? These nonpartisan, traditionally just serve the folks, right? Make government work.
Yeah, so the WISP Red Initiative is a brainchild of the Republican Party of Waukesha County, where they basically recruit, train, and then run these campaigns like these are partisan, November-style races. They're pumping tens of thousands of dollars into advertising. They have professional paid staff on the ground who are helping to run these races. They're campaigning for these races. They are charging these races like we will see in November when we have Governor Evers and Ron Johnson on the ballot. Like, this is what they were doing. The why, that is, I think, still the most interesting to me. And it was great. We had some great reporters from the Waukesha Freeman finally nail down Terry Dietrich, my opposition chair, to get him on the record talking about why he's doing it. And I think his reasons are kind of disgusting. He talks about the fact that Waukesha County is a traditionally Christian conservative county, and we need to get it back to these Christian conservative roots, which is absolutely disgusting, period. But also even more disgusting when you put it in the context of mayors and city council members and school board members. We have a great, diverse, growing community of Muslims and Hindu folks and Buddhists and non-denominational and non-religious folks in this community. So to lean in and say that we are a Christian conservative community is disgusting.
So come back on the WISP Red Initiative a little bit. We're getting ready to go to a break here. I want y'all to come back. Folks, on the other side, call in 844-967-2789. Feel free to call and join on this discussion of what are we going to do to make sure we stay free, we're a democracy, and we can say we stand with the Ukrainian people. Be right back.